AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A celebration rally in Chicago after the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act goes down in defeat without a vote.
I'm here to celebrate with the 1.3 million people in Illinois that are going to sleep better tonight.
Linda DeLaForgue is with Citizen Action, but there is no celebration from House Speaker Paul Ryan, who couldn't get Republican lawmakers to back the measure.
In a stunning defeat, House leaders pulled their health bill from the floor before it came up for a vote after it became obvious the legislation would fail badly.
We came up short.
It's a massive loss for the president, who had demanded a vote today, and for Republicans, who spent 7 years pushing to roll back the Obama health law.
We're going to be living with Obamacare for the foreseeable future.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer says Democrats are relieved.
This was a bad bill. Went in the wrong direction. Left 24 million people behind. Raised costs for seniors.
President Trump is blaming Democrats for the defeat and says when Obamacare implodes, and he says it will, then they would be ready to negotiate a new bill. A study of the Chicago Police Department's stop and frisk procedures reveals that there's been a big drop in the number of stops since the ACLU filed suit. But 54,000 minority residents are still being targeted by police in the first half of last year. Former Penn State President Graham Spanier has been found guilty of one count of child endangerment over his handling of the sex abuse scandal involving retired assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. Well, South Carolina has beat Baylor 70-50, heading into the East Regional Finals, and top seed North Carolina has advanced with a 92-80 win over Butler in the NCAA South. This is AP Radio News. Barry Manilow's taking part in a political benefit concert series.
It's not the Copa, it's the Town Hall, but they've got Barry Manilow. The pop hitmaker has signed up for the second Concert for America Stand Up Sing Out at the Midtown Manhattan Theater. He'll join Michelle Williams, Michael Urey, and Lisa Lampanelli, among others. The series is a benefit for a range of organizations, including the National Immigration Law Center, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Sierra Club. The April 18th concert will also be streamed live on Facebook. Warren Levinson, New York.
Police in Missouri stumped by a crime. A man arrived at a hospital in Springfield with his lips apparently glued together. He had come under attack from several people in an ongoing dispute. Police say that the injuries are consistent with having his mouth glued shut. The man was also struck with an object. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.